Welcome to Jam with Alice. Y'all know who I am. I am Alice, and my guest today is Yolanda, and she spells it kind of weird, so don't try to say I don't know what I'm talking about, but Yolanda Castello, is that it?
That is correct. You got it.
See?
Y'all, I need to put an accent on the E so people right. know how to
I want to call her it. Yolanda, but it's not a Yolanda.
It's Yolanda.
All right. We are going to be talking to Yolanda, and we're going to get some travel tips. We're going to hear a lot about travel because that is her business for over 20 years. And she have actually had her own business now for 3.5 years. So she's been doing this a while. And if I'm looking down, y'all know what I'm doing, reading notes, right? So, and she's also written a book. All right. She is it's a collaboration of 9 other authors. It's 10 authors, including her. And it's called Soulful Secrets, Faith, Love, and Walking in Purpose. So we are going to welcome, and let's give a big old clap, yay, for Yolanda. Yolanda, thank you for joining me on Jam with Alice. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm so blessed to be on your platform. So I really appreciate that you would offer me an opportunity to express my business and the work that I've been doing for the past few years. I'm doing well. I'm based out of Toronto, Canada, so it's cold. We're in winter, but spring's around the corner. But, you know, we're in the last run of winter right now. So, and we normally get our nice big snowfalls in February. So we're waiting for that big one.
Oh, so you get your big snow in February.
We get our big, big snow in February. Yeah. I mean, we get snow throughout, you know, October to, you know, March, but there's usually a really big snowfall in February, always in February, one in November and one in February.
All right. Well, we getting ours right now. It's just really getting on my nerves. So I am ready to move. Right. But you said Canada. So, and you stay in which part?
So I'm based out of Toronto, Ontario. Yeah. Right. Just north of Buffalo.
See, I am trying to get up there because there is a wine vineyard that's there. I heard I could ride horses up there. Oh, yeah. So with the travel business, we're going to be definitely talking about me.
Why not?
Getting there, right? Getting there. I gotta get there. I went to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. I had a terrible time. It was awful.
Wow.
Yeah. When I got there, it was raining. It was cold, and it rained the whole time that was there. And it was for my birthday, so it was horrible. So I'm like, I'm not going back. Somebody said, no, you got to go back and enjoy it because I did enjoy the pretty lights. I didn't know Niagara Falls lights up like that. I didn't know that. So
yeah.
I think I spent more time in the casino than anything.
Because so. It was warm. It was dry.
Right. I'm like, this is like being in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, we're not too far from the border. Chicago, Buffalo, New York, we kind of all get the same weather. Once you're north, yeah.
I feel you. So let's get into Divinely Bliss Vacations. I really love that name. Where did you get the name from?
That was God inspired. I'm telling you, that was me coming out of my shell. I was, you mentioned earlier, I've been in the industry for over 20 years, but a majority of my career was working with a company where I was able to use my skill sets, and we booked travel for our corporate friends, and we booked travel for clients that were a part of the program. And they were downsizing. They were cutting out the travel department. So long story short, that's sort of when God really pressed it upon me to stretch myself and go into entrepreneurship. And I was just kind of like, I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't know if I want to do that. It's a big risk. And, you know, all the, I can't do this. I can't do that. Money, all these other things came into play. And, you know, after speaking with a handful of family members, you know, I decided, you know, I'll see what this looks like. What's the worst that can happen?
Right.
My business. And within the same time frame, I got let go from my other job, but I also had this business. So God had a plan. He knew what he was doing. And so in the midst of me getting let go, I already had established this business for 6 months. which is Divine Blissifications. And I knew that I had to have the word divine in it. And so my husband, myself, we spent like weeks looking for the name, because there was some, I have the name registered. So you have to make sure that the name is not already taken. So I'm trying to find the name. And, there were so many different aspects of divinely. There was blissifications, divinely vacations. And you were like, I can't figure out how I'm going to get the name, but I knew it had to have divine in it. And then finally I said, divinely blissifications. Nobody had it. Got that registered quick time. And here we are today.
All right. So let's go back to your registering your business. So what would you tell entrepreneurs when they're doing that? What do they need to look for? How do they register their business, and was it hard to do?
You know what, the beauty of this, and it could be different depending on what country you're in, I would think it's relatively the same, but the beauty of me in my experience is I actually have a host agency that I work with that actually supports me in terms of my invoicing, in terms of my website. I really paid them to really help manage my business. And there was an opportunity for me to expand outside of that host agency. So they actually helped register me, and they just gave me all the tools that I required. I just had to provide them with some information, my business name. I also had to choose also my own website. So I had to go and get a domain as well. So that also required some research as well to make sure that the domain is not taken. And then you could actually buy a number of different domains just to make sure that nobody tries to take your name and then put a .com or a .ca or a .net behind it, right? Yeah. So there were all those aspects as well to really consider. And you pay a fee. And once it's registered, it's under the Business Bureau, and nobody has your name. You get a registry number, and it's set. So that's the beauty of it. And then, of course, being in the travel industry out here in Canada, anyways, in Ontario specifically, I should say, not necessarily Canada, but in Ontario, you need to be certified. So I'm also Travel Industry Council of Ontario, which is a governing head for travel agents out here in Ontario. So you need to be certified to sell travel. You just can't sell Tom, Dick and Harry. You just can't pull up a business and start selling travel. You need to be certified or else you can get fined and a whole bunch of other stuff will go down the tunnel if you decide to try and be a scammer out here in Ontario. So yeah, it's a pretty lengthy process. It was great though. It's a great experience.
Okay. Well, were you walking away from your job? Well, not walking away because you were let go from your job, and it had to be a scary time for you. And now you have your business that you have to worry about. What were some of the struggles? And you can tell us some of the struggles and some of the ups trying to get it together. We already know about the registration, so that's done, but you still got other things to go along with it.
Yeah, and that is actually, if you don't mind me kind of just dropping my book, that some of that information is in my book where I spoke about my struggles and obstacles to entrepreneurship, but really it's the fear of the unknown and jumping into something that you're not too familiar with. The beauty of me going into travel is I love to travel. I've been doing it for over 20 years. So I have the experience and I can talk about it like it's just a part of me. You know, I sleep, breathe, and eat it. That's what I was doing for the past 17 years before I got into my personal entrepreneurship for the last 3.5 years. And so I'm able to really speak to travel, international travel, because I've done it. I've taken courses, I've met with suppliers, there's so many things involved in the travel industry, and it's so much more deeper than just going online and finding a destination to go to and then booking. A lot of people do that. And a lot of the times you can find that people get frustrated. And for me, because I have that experience, it really actually was an easy process for me to jump into this career because I love it. So you might as well do something that you love and make it a full-time job or eventually work to making it a full-time job. And so, the fear, I had to conquer that. I had to conquer, the idea of, I'm going to have to invest. So that's a financial commitment. And so I had to make sure that, I put money aside and not be so consumed with that and really just believe that this is something that was really God sent for me. This is something within my own destiny that I really wanted to do. And it's something that I actually want to grow until retirement. And, you know, you see that, you know, I've worked with a lot of people in their 70s and 80s that have travel businesses, and then they do this as their travel, and they travel and they escort people. I'm like, and they've been retired for 15, 20 years and they've been doing this. I'm like, that's what I need to do. I need to plan ahead so I can be those old people in 20 years doing the thing. So, you know, that those are some of the things, little nuggets that I'm going to mention to you about my, you know, obstacles and my journey through, you know, this experience of entrepreneurship. But it's been a blessing. And, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's been definitely a growth spurt for me. Mm-hmm. You may think that, you know, oh, you know, this must have been an easy thing for her. She looks so vibrant. But honestly, it's definitely been a faith walk for me. And it still is, because travel is always revolving, as you know, especially now with COVID.
That was my next question. How are you doing with COVID?
Yeah, great question. It puts a whole new spin on travel. So now you got to be inventive. Now you got to think out the box, because I know it's different for wherever you are living in the world. I mean, we're all kind of going through the same thing with different experiences, right? So for me within Canada, it's a slightly difficult to travel out of the country. I mean, you can, but you kind of don't want to, because there's travel shaming happening, and you know, it's just complicated coming back into the country. And if you live if you have a family, it's like you got to quarantine and you can't really be with your family, and they're not really making it easy for people to travel. And so it's been okay. I mean, I have American clients as well, and I have also clients within Africa. So I've booked, actually, funny enough, I've been booking travel. I have people inquiring about future travel. It's definitely slowed down big time. And I have clients that have travel credits due to cancellations from COVID last year. So we're still working on when they can use that, and they're not ready to travel, and I'm okay with that. I always never force people, you know, whenever you're ready to travel, or if you want to get a vaccine or whatever it looks like to you in the near future, then, you know, I'm really, really easygoing that way. But if you're ready to travel, I'm ready to go down that, you know, that walk with you and explain to you what it looks like, the process, where you can travel, and what the quarantine restrictions are and the protocol entering into that country and coming back home, so that you are fully aware and you feel confident that nothing's going to happen when you travel, you know, because I'll be with that person every step of the way. And that's how I would want it for me. And that's how I do it for my clients.
So you're like our personal concierge, huh?
Exactly. That's a great way of saying it. Because a lot of the times, you know, you go to travel agencies, and, you know, I know people too. And there's, you know, just like with every profession, not everybody is meant to do the job. I mean, yes. Booking travel is not easy. I mean, I had to book a few years ago. I booked a whole itinerary for a client going to Italy. And he went to like 6 different areas in Italy. And I booked it for him with excursions and hotels, and you really have to do your research. And these are people who have never been there before. So you really have to know what you're doing. And you also almost kind of have to put yourself in the position of, if you were going, how would you like it to be? So you make it as perfect for them as you would want it for yourself. And so, usually that's kind of my go-to with how I book travel for people. I really want them to have a great experience. Because you're planning a trip, it should be exciting, you know.
You should be. You really should be excited when you go on your trip. What do you think the future, because of COVID, what do you think the future of travel would look like now? Would it be different?
Yeah, I would say so. I think now with what's happening with COVID, I believe that the government is trying to find ways to make travel safer. And we know the travel industry, which is not necessarily vacations, but we also know it's corporate travel. There's so many things involved with the travel and tourism industry. It's a $1 billion business worldwide. So that business just cannot flop, because that would just ruin the economy on a whole. So I really believe that the government is doing their best to find safety protocols and different ways that people can practice social distancing and being safe while away. And one of the things is they have that vaccine now where they're administering it across the world. People are getting vaccinated. And I believe that by the summer, or I don't know, are we, depending if you have summer or not, or maybe summer is worldwide for everybody else. We've got four seasons in Canada, so our summer starts in June, unfortunately. So by June, let's just say that I would believe that they'll have some stuff and protocols in place, and okay. We'll be able to start traveling, you know, to different destinations. And yeah, I think it's going to be like this for the next two. I would say within the next 2 years, we'll probably have to kind of have that safety protocol, social distancing aspect at the different destinations until COVID is dealt with. I don't believe COVID is going to disappear. It's just another, it's like another flu. I don't want to say it's a common flu, but it's another flu. It's a part of the flu virus. So it's here to stay. And, you know, once they get it under control and once people are okay to travel and no one's really fearful because COVID is now under control, which eventually it will be, it has to be, you know, every major pandemic has, you know, somehow had to be seized, right? Spanish flu, SARS, you know, we've been here and done that. You know, the earth has already
revolved
around all of these types of viruses. So we'll get through it for sure. But at least for the next 2 years, we're going to probably have to live with the new way of travel. But I've traveled a couple of times during COVID, so it was a fine experience for me.
Okay. You know what? And one thing I could say, and I'm pretty sure the audience feels some of us feel the same way. I never use a travel agent. I just get out there and I do it myself. But because of the times that we're in right now, mm-hmm. I think it's best that I get a travel agent, because the travel agent will actually tell me, or travel company will tell me, where is the best place to go? What do I need to do? Do I need to be vaccinated? Do I have to test before I come back in? And that's something I wouldn't know, but the travel agent would know that, right?
Yep, absolutely, Alice. And you put it perfect. I'm going to use your words now, personal concierge.
Yes.
I believe it's an experience. And for some people, I can admit, maybe some people don't want to do it. I have friends whose spouses love to do the research. I don't know where they find the time, because they do get frustrated, but some people like to do the research. There's a lot involved. And I've had friends that have done it on their own, and then it turned out really bad because you just don't know what to look for. There are things out there that travel agents do know. And maybe for some people, it's like, well, if it happens, it happens type of thing, and they'll go through that experience. But the important thing in using a travel rep is to have that, like you said, personal concierge service. You won't believe how many people called me, inboxed me, that didn't book with me, but asking me how they can get their sister, brother, dog, whomever from their destination back home to Canada because they're stuck and there's no reparation flights and there's no flights whatsoever and they need to get home. And the type of person that I am, I don't sit there and say, well, you know, well, let's do that. You didn't book through me. No, I'm just that person that I go out, I use my contacts, and they're like, well, did they book through you? You shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, you know what? That's okay. I'm not that person, you know? So, you know, I try and use my contacts to see, okay, can you let me know what's going on? Can they jump on these flights? But I got a lot of those calls because those are the people that booked on their own. And you know what happened last year? With all the flight cancellations, the airlines and the agencies were inundated with calls. People were on the hold for 8 hours. I was on hold for almost 10 hours on several different occasions for my clients. 8 to 10 hours per client.
Wow.
That's how long the wait times were last year on COVID. For my clients, they didn't know that. They just said, you know, figure it out. Did what I had to do, whether it was getting them home or canceling their flights. They enjoyed life with their family and, you know, quarantine. This is our life, where I was, you know, taking the time out of my schedule, which is my job. Yeah. I was okay with it because that's what they paid me for. And I stayed on the phone for 8 hours and got their files canceled and got their credits and got their refunds. And, you know, I had a group from America. I had they were doing a wedding, and their wedding got canceled in Jamaica. So same thing, had to wait on the phone for several hours, got their money refunded back. But that was a process that took over 6 months. And you know, me constantly calling the suppliers to get that done. But at the same time, they didn't have to do it. And that was the frustrating thing, because for those that actually had to call the suppliers on their own, they had to take time out of their schedule that they didn't have. Like, who, you know, people are working at home, you know, 8 hours a day. These agencies are open within working business working hours. So you, who's going to find time? Like, you'll never find time. And they're not open over the weekends, because with COVID, they reduced their hours because there were so many layoffs. The only people that can actually do that is a travel rep, because that's their position. That's their job. So I had the time to do it. Call the suppliers, find out what's going on. But those other people, a woman mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago that her husband didn't book through me. But I'm okay. But I mean, but these are the stories that I actually don't mind saying, because these are the experiences that people have. And her husband booked a reservation and lost $5,000. And she wants to know, you know, these, the type of people they are, and have I heard of them? And for me personally, I only book with people and companies that are legitimate, that I know very well, that are trusted sources. Mm-hmm. I never, thank God, in my over 20 years experience, have lost anybody's money or had anybody cancel out on me supplier wise. I've always been able to get people's money back. I'm very serious about that. I always do my research before I have anyone invest their money in me, because you're spending like a few thousand dollars. There's no way I want that on my head, nor do I want that on your head either. So right. Making sure I do diligence to make sure, and I'm also an insured person too. So whoever books for me, whether American or Canadian, they're also covered, even though I'm based out in Canada, I'm an insured person. So if anything comes up, if anything happens, there's coverage for my clients that book for me.
Well, I see why you wrote, you are a part of the book. You really need your own book, because it looks like you can just go on and on about, about the travel, right? So, phone ringing right in the middle. But you look like you can write your own book. So let's get into your book, all right? We're gonna get into the book. I'm pretty sure you couldn't get everything that you're telling us into the book with nine other people in there. So you really should consider writing your own book about travel and, you know, especially health, safety tips, because a woman like me, I travel all the time, right? Well, not anymore because of COVID, but I go out, and if I don't have anybody to go with me, I just go do it myself. I go down to Washington, D.C. just so I can go to the museum, the Black Museum, right?
Right.
And I got on the plane, jumped on the plane, went down there and came back, right? I have been to Dallas. I have been to New York. I haven't been to Arizona yet, but I'm on my way. Niagara Falls, St. Louis. I go places. So yeah, you should write a book, and you could tell us how to be safe. And I can actually give you a couple of tips. Like, one of the tips that I do when I go out of town, and then ladies, this is a safety tip for you. So when I go out of town, I go to the hotel and I ask for two keys, right? Mm-hmm. One key is for me. And then I say, you know what? Can I have an envelope? Because my friend, whomever, will come and pick up the key in case somebody's watching me.
Yes.
Right?
Very
so they're
true.
Watching me. They don't know. So now if I leave the hotel, I grab the key. You know what? I'm going to meet my friend. Can I get his key? And I will give it to him. They give me the key. So right. If anybody's listening, they know. Well, maybe she do have somebody. When I come back, I always get a car that I have to be able to drive. But if I go out that first time, I make sure I take a cab and then take a cab back. And I always make sure it's a man. And I pretend like I'm hurt or, you know, my leg. Can you just walk me up to my room? I'll have a bunch of bags. I'll give you something extra. Now, they don't know if that's the man that I gave the key to.
That's true. Look at you. You are an executive.
So I give them somebody's name. I make sure I get the key when I leave. And then I make sure it's a man that walks me up. I make sure I get a cab. And it's a man that walks me up. And then after that, I'm in my own car because they don't know if the man is coming or going. So and that's in my mind. But it's a safety tip for me because I travel alone.
That's great. And just to add extra, I think that's fantastic. And I'll definitely be using those tips. But also to take it a step further, what I also tell people, even if they're, I mean, especially if you're traveling solo, also leave your travel documents, a copy of your travel documents with a close family member or friend. So, for example, the hotel you're staying at, phone number to reach you at the hotel, also your number, your flight details. A copy of your passport if you're traveling out of the country, a copy of your driver's license. If you're in Canada, a copy of your health card, you know, people who you trust, of course. And then when you get to destination, if you're able to provide them with a contact number to reach you at your hotel room so that they have all those details, because as much as we love to just jump up and do the solo travel and nobody knows, you know, I'm my own person, it's very good for people to know where you are, because there's so many times I've heard just recently a young female went hiking and then they couldn't find her for several weeks and then they found her dead. Yeah. Because you know, I think it was a YouTuber or an influencer. I can't remember, but I heard it, you know, just a few weeks ago. She went hiking somewhere and she ended up dying. She fell off a cliff. Nobody knew where she was. But the thing is, if she had only left specific details with at least one person, one or two people that you trust so that they know where you are. Not everybody has to know, right? But, you know, a close friend, someone who's not going to really be in your business, just, you know, here's my details. This is where I'm going. You know, you don't have to tell anybody unless it's important. Then that's when you need to use that information. If you don't hear from me in 2 days, you know, start sending the search party out. But that's what I usually tell people as well. If they're traveling, if you're walking with carry-on and you have a suitcase that's being checked in, always walk with some important documents in your carry-on, you know, at least two pairs of, you know, clothing for 2 days, just in case your luggage gets lost. You know, all these little stuff you want to do, and even make a copy of your passport for yourself. And stick it somewhere in your carry-on so that you have it just in case you're
that is great advice. Yeah. That is I'm pretty sure that didn't make it into Soulful, did it?
No.
Yeah, you need to write your own book. Let's talk about your first book as being an author. Oh my.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I met Yolanda at Women CEO Network. And we didn't even know she had a book. Until Tamisha Duncan, which we call her the Olivia Pope of branding,
yes,
made her say something about it. So we wouldn't even know, because Yolanda probably wouldn't have said anything about the book, right? And I can't wait to get my copy of the book so I can read, and yes, I want mine autographed. So
it's on its way. Book. I think I did autograph yours. And you know what I have to say? I just love my American sisters. I love them. I'm telling you, I'm so blessed to be on that network. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And it's such a great opportunity for Black women all over the world to just really support each other. I think that's important, especially during Black History Month, you know, really just to lift each other up and support our business. And not necessarily only Black women as well. There's all diversities on the platform. But I really enjoy the camaraderie that we all share and experiences, and it's all authentic. But yes, she kind of went sneaky behind me. I love that lady too. And she mentioned my little secret. It's my first book as co-author. And like you said, I've been thinking there's something brewing in me about doing another book. And I've got a lot of ideas, but this is a part of the journey. This is the journey that I'm talking about in this book, where it's coming out of my shell. This is something very new for me. And there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing. I'm also an inventor as well. So there's a lot of things and hats that I wear that a lot of people don't know about. And I share it in my book and I talk about different things, because people think, well, you know, I'm a travel rep, I'm a travel consultant, I've got my own business. Well, I'm an inventor and I'm also now a co-author. So I've been doing dabbling in a few different things here. And it really speaks to the path, my path to entrepreneurship and the struggles and even the future goals that I'm setting for myself to really break out of my shell. Because I'm telling you, I've got a shell and I'm just like, I don't want to come out of it sometimes, you know? I'm sure you know what I mean. I just,
yes, I do.
Know, you got a big platform as well. So it's been great. I think that, like I said earlier, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I really enjoy the, you know, going through the struggle. Sometimes you got to go through the struggle in order to see that fruit. And so I'm definitely seeing it, but I know that I have to go through a little bit more of the struggle and the pains and, you know, and whatever it is that is kind of preventing me from moving forward. I still have to go through that. But this book really speaks to, it's kind of like my testimony. It is like my testimony on my entrepreneurship, how it began. Just the thing that spoke to me when God told me to really branch out of my own job that I've been doing for 17 years very comfortably and step out and do something that you know like the back of your hands, which I didn't really want to do, but I stepped into the deep end and I've been swimming ever since. So, you know, it's been fantastic. And so, you know, I speak a little bit about that. I speak a little about my, just some, you know, golden nuggets about what really helped me through the struggle of going into entrepreneurship and even still going through those, you know, struggles and even understanding what it feels like, because you have to go through it, and I get it. So as I go through it, I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm getting great experiences. And there's so much opportunities that have happened. The CAO Women's Network, that was a blessing for me. So I'm definitely seeing the fruit out of what I've been doing.
I know the collaboration is with 9 other people, but on your part, how long did it take you to get your part together? I mean, was it hard to even get started? Did you know what to do?
So once I said yes, which took me a month and a half, which was interesting because that story in a nutshell, the author, who I also write for her as well. So I do a travel section in her book. It's called Soulful Magazine. It's a Christian centered magazine. And I do the travel section for that magazine. And she was actually looking for co-authors. And I saw that, and there was a little thing in me that said, you should try it. And I just went, yeah, I did that. Nope. I'm not hearing you. So then out of the blue, no such thing as coincidences, but out of the blue, she reached out to me and said, I've got one more spot and I really feel you need to be in it. Of course. So yeah. I thought to myself, okay, I guess I have no other choice. I really have to, you know, really pray about this and see if this is something that I really want to do. And so sure enough, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to take a leap of faith. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to just experience this and see what this is all about. And so I called her up and said, okay, I'm in. And so she goes, okay, so I said, I'm in September. She's like, okay, I have to get your information by October, everything written, your chapter. And I just said, okay. And then when I got off the phone, I was like, what? I don't even know what I'm doing. You know, this is real. Like, I'm being raw. Like, I was just like, I know how to write, but it's been a while. I'm a university graduate, but it's been a while. So I had to, you know, based on kind of the platform that I decided to go on, I was writing up to 1,000 words. I had to write up to 1,000 words, I think, 1,000 to 1,500. So I just kept on delaying. And and then I'm like, you know, I really need to nail this down. And then one day I sat at my table, at the dinner table, and just a download came down on me, and I started typing away. And it took me like a few hours, and I came up with such a beautiful script and an outline of my idea. And then I just kind of tweaked it, worked it around, shifted it from up to down. I did all these types of things. So it took me, I came up with my concept within a few hours in one day, but altogether it took me a few weeks to write it and really perfect it. And then I had a few people read it over just to kind of get a final, you know, critique of what I was doing before I sent it to the press.
Wow. So, and when you finished it, I know you was like really happy. Did you have a glass of wine or glass of water, whatever?
No. I celebrated. I had a glass of wine. We had a book launch. This was in 2019. Yeah, it was before, definitely before COVID, because No book launches after COVID. So it was 2019. We had a book launch in December, and we celebrated. You know, we spoke about our book, and we had a few people that were guest speakers that that spoke about their book and what, you know, their struggles and stuff like that. It was great. We had a great intimate setting. It was a beautiful experience. So yeah, I had plenty of time, you know, to relax, have a little bottle of wine, have, celebrate. And yeah, it's been great ever since. So maybe there might be a part two, who knows?
Listen, well, tell us how we can get a hold of this book. I'm dying to get my copy. So how can we get a hold of this
yours book? Is on its way, but you know how it's working with the postal services. It's insane out here. But so you can reach it on PayPal, because right now what we're doing is we're not on Amazon yet. But right now what we're doing, each author has their own book that they're offering and they're selling. So I'm selling mine on PayPal. So you could actually PayPal me at Y Thompson. That's Y-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N number 12 at gmail.com. You could find me through, you know, through that. You can email me as well. And, or you can just email me through my business, reach out to me through Divine New Blissifications and let me know that you're interested in my book. And then we can communicate that way in terms of email exchange and, how we could send it. And it's $25, to purchase the book and of course shipping and handling and all that fun stuff, but, you'll really enjoy it. It's really such a self-help book, especially in the days.
What are some of the other chapters about?
Well, yeah, I was, you know, I had an opportunity to meet a lot of the authors in the book, and basically they spoke about their struggles through their life. A lot of people in the book had, you know, they have some real serious stories about some tragedies that have happened in their own life. And through those tragedies, it's helped them to come into entrepreneurship because they built a platform through those tragedies and through those circumstances that really helped shape who they are today. And so their platform and their business was based out of the pain or the hurt or the struggle that they went through as well. So there are some real powerful stories in there. People that are, you know, people that have worked in different types of environments, and people that are, you know, that there's a boxer or a kickboxer, I believe, that's in there, who, you know, his story is pretty good. It's just amazing. You know, we all have some story in there, and you can at least relate to one story, because I believe every story is different. It has a little bit of a spiritual aspect to it, which is really good to see where people are coming from, where they went from A to B, because, you know, people's stories and their livelihoods are so important. People want to know, especially if you're getting into this business, what is it like for you? And people want to know they're not only the ones suffering or going through the struggle as well. They want to see that, oh yeah, I can relate to, you know, that person A, person B, or even me, or whoever it is that, you know, that they're relating to. And that's, I guess that's the purpose of having this type of book.
But you know what, I've always said, and I write it in my blog sometimes, you'll see the little quote, tell your story. When you tell your story, you may save a life. And if you tell your story, you may save your own life, right? Because when you speak it out, you can start healing, right? Absolutely. Yeah, so you tell your story, you save a life. You tell your story, you save your own life. So
it's so true. When I wrote this book and I kind of reread what I wrote, and I thought to myself, wow, I actually wrote that. And it really spoke to me, and I thought, wow, like I mean, I know what I was going through, but to actually see it on paper and reading it back to me, it really did something internally for me. And it made me realize, okay, you know, there's obviously fruit from this. And even like my husband, he's in law enforcement, you know, he's used my books to counsel people in law enforcement. Like he used my chapter, you know, maybe he's being biased, I don't know, but he said that out of all the chapters, he goes, they're all good, and he read a few of them, but he said what I had to say had some golden nuggets that really could speak to some of the struggles that some of the people on his, you know, in his, you know, platform and, you know, in law enforcement and those people, what they're going through, could really use a book like this. And especially what I wrote about, they were able to kind of relate to some of the stories there. So yeah, it's inspiring to know that something that I said that I really, really didn't just put together. I just didn't want to just throw something together and say, okay, here's my part. I really, really prayed and I really thought heavily about what I wanted to write. And I, you know, I spent a lot of time really dissecting and making sure that it makes sense. There's some form of understanding to it. It's just not, you know, foolishness really, but you know, it was a great experience though. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get a hold of the book, and I'm pretty sure everybody will. And listen, people, I'm actually going to put all her information below so you'll be able to check her out, follow her on her social media. She is a beautiful, beautiful soul, right? You want to see her again, you can come over and meet with us on Thursday nights, women CEOs, and we are CEOs, and we support our business, and we are sisters of love on there. Honestly, it's really sisters that take care of each other. Right. And we have a diverse platform over there as well. So, I'm going to put the information, but they probably want to hear from you. If they need to do a vacation, where do they go or how can they contact you?
Yes. So absolutely. We are still booking vacations. We are still traveling through COVID, unless you don't feel comfortable. But if you do, you can reach out to me on Divinely Bliss Vacations through Instagram. Very simple. I'm the only one that owns that name. So when you just type in Divinely Bliss Vacations, you'll find me on Instagram. You'll find me on Facebook, where I have up to date and the latest information about travel and COVID that's going on. So I use the Facebook page to keep people up to date with that. You could also reach me via email. So that would be my first initial and my last name. So Y Castello, YCASTELLO @ DivinelyBlissVacations.ca. So it's just exactly the name of my title there. You could email me, but I do answer, you know, messages through DMs on my Instagram and Facebook, where a lot of people reach out to me through my Instagram posts. I'm very, very active there, and I'll respond to you definitely within a few hours usually.
All right. Well, before we let you go, I started this little thing. I said, I got to get some more information out of my guests. So this is called Finish This, all right? So the premise is I give you the first part, you finish it. Okay. Right now, it's just four questions. Probably get a little bit more, but we're going to start with four questions because you're going to be the tester for it, all right?
All right.
I am inspired by.
That's a good one. I am inspired by integrity.
Okay. Don't take away.
Don't take away the fun out of life.
All right, there you go. Three, my pet peeve is.
I'm trying to see how I could phrase this in a word. My pet peeve is people who are fake.
Oh, yeah, don't you hate that?
It's just this whole thing where people are like, oh yeah, I'll support you. I got your back. And we're 1 year in and I don't know where that person is. But anyways.
There we go.
Yeah.
Four.
I love life.
There you go. Can you hear it again? All right. So. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Yolanda, and it's not Yolande, so when y'all call it, don't say Yolande, but it's Yolanda Castello, for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you coming all the way down from Canada. Girl, I'm going all the way out to Canada. Y'all know I'm famous now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I already mentioned I'm going to book you guys, and we're going to do something fun. We're going to do something out the box, whether it's tobogganing, skiing. We're going to learn to do something. We're going to enjoy snow, or if it's not snow, I was just like, okay, we'll talk later.
Right, but we're not doing snow, so okay. I will be in the cabin drinking wine the whole time while y'all out
you
there.
You could do that too. But I want to have you guys down here anytime in the summer. I know Rob was talking about it. Once we're able to travel in the U.S. and Canada, we can cross borders. I'll have you guys over, and you know, we'll plan such an amazing experience.
Yes, you know what? I just thought about it. This year my passport ends. I need to get my passport updated. So
yeah, make sure 6 months.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and get that done next month. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, thank you, Yolande. Divinely Bliss Vacations. And you make sure that I'm going to put her information down. Go ahead and order her book, Soulful Secrets, Faith, Love, and Walking in Purpose. Come on, we got to walk in purpose. And she's walking in her purpose. She's a beautiful young lady. And I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me tonight. And before we get out of here, come on, y'all know what I'm getting ready to say. Find your fire, be true to who you are, and whatever you do, inspire along the way. That is how we can all help each other. All right? Alice. I will see you next week and with a new guest, hopefully a new guest. I got to book some more people. All right. We're going to get it together. All right. Good night, everyone.